Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم.
Inshallah, today we'll continue the tafsir and the order of revelation. And the surah for today, inshallah, surah Takathur. And we'll start with the recitation, inshallah. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. صدق الله. In this surah, I will go first, inshallah, with the translation, the correct translation, and then we'll go with the details of the surah, how it was revealed, and then, inshallah, we'll go over how it applies to our life. Because remember, the purpose of the studying this is to see how this surah built the personality of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, how this built the goal of creating that personality, which was transferred from, you know, a non-Muslim to a Muslim, from complete transformation of a personality. And this ayah was one of the early ayat that was revealed in Mecca during the early days of Islam. Now there is different saying when it was revealed. Some say it's part of Al-Madinah, was revealed in Al-Madinah. And that's like two people talking about it that was revealed in Medina. But the majority of the ulama agree that this surah, and when we go over the details of it, it was actually revealed in Mecca, even in the early stage of the da'wah in Mecca. Why they say it was revealed in Medina, they say that two tribes in Al-Ansar, two groups of the Al-Ansar, they were competing with each other. And they start counting their numbers. They start counting their numbers. How many people in this tribe, how many people in this tribe. And then they get to be equal, and they start to go to the graveyards, counting how many people died. So they are counting in the numbers. So that's what some of the tafsir says, that these are tribes in Al-Ansar. And in other books of the tafsir, it says these are also two tribes in Quraysh after Islam. after Islam. So it's revealed what happened. That's why they say the argument that it's revealed in Islam, because it was narrated that this surah was revealed because of these two tribes, two tribes either in Al-Madinah or in Quraysh, who are after Islam, they were competing in numbers and bragging about the numbers, who's better than the other, who has a big number in that tribe. So they start counting, and then they went to the tribe, to the graves, and start counting the graves. That's why they say this surah is revealed as a Madani surah. But the majority of the scholars and the Mufassireen and even the companions, radiallahu anhu, when they ordered the surah, say this surah has been revealed in Mecca. Because the contents of the surah and the ayat that talk about it, it talk about something related to the aqidah. It's a principle related to the aqidah, which is building some ideas for Muslims in the early stages of the da'wah, which we'll go through it inshallah. So let me just go ahead and start with the literal translation of the surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhaakum al-takathur. You are busy with getting more and more. You are very busy with getting things, piling things up, getting things more and more. In this life, anything that you get, money, wealth, kids, anything that you think of, you are busy with it. You are busy trying to get out of that more and more. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابَرِ. Until you visited the graves. Now, either you are busy until you visited the grave, or you're busy until you are actually dead and you went to the grave. And we'll see the details later, inshallah. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, you will know. Indeed, soon you will know. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. And again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confirming that. Indeed, soon you will know. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ. Indeed, if you will know, you will know with the truth. You will know with the trust, with لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمَ. Once you know, then you will see the hellfire. So something that you will see it in front of you. ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating that again, ثُمَّ again, لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. You will see it with your two eyes. You will truly see it, which is seeing the hellfire. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And then you will be asked about the bounties. You will be asked about everything that you get in this life. That's na'im. Anything that of comfort, anything that of joy, anything that's a blessing, you will be asked about it. So this is just a literal translation of the ayat of Surah At-Takathur. And let's go in the details of them, one by one. Alhaakum al-takathur. Alhaakum, the word alhaakum is from the word Arabi laha and lahu. And lahu has been mentioned in the Quran many times. And the word lahu means that you are getting unworried about anything. You are getting heedless. So you're unworried. You don't care about anything else. That's what lahu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran in many ayat talks about this life. He says in Surah Al-An'am, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو. Indeed, the life, this life, is just a play and lahu. And lahu means it's just something that distracts you. From what? وَلَلْدَارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ. الْآخِرَةُ, that's where the khayr. So you have lahu, where you are neglecting or forgetting and not concentrating on what? You're not concentrating on what leads you to the الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ, where you have a good life in the hereafter. So the lahu is what neglects, what makes you neglect an important thing. What makes you not worry about an important thing. That's what the word lahu. So alhaakum, there is something that makes you neglect and ignore and not concentrate on something that's more important. Alhaakum at-takathur. At-takathur is gaining more and more. Trying to pile things that you love more, build it. get as much as you can of something. So that's what at-takathur, from kathura. Kathura, which is getting more and more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah says, Al-haakum at-takathur. Al-haakum at-takathur, meaning that it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make it specific. He did not specify what al-haakum and what at-takathur. He just says, Al-haakum at-takathur. So he made it common. He made it not specific. Anything that might divert you and might not have you concentrate on something which is you need, something that's very important in this life that you need, that's something al-haq. At-takathur is what's up. Also, the word at-takathur means anything, not specific things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not specify in this ayah what part of lahu, what part of neglect, what part of neglect that will is actually meant by this ayah. And what type of takathur that leads you to neglect things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not specify that in the surah. He left it open. He left it open. Anything that might divert you, anything that might lead you away of what's important in this life, what's important for you in this life, then that's al-haakum al-takathur. Anything that's important, anything that's important in this life that you stay away and you don't concentrate on, anything that diverts you out of that, that's al-haakum al-takathur. Look at in Quraysh. At the time when the surah was revealed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was struggling and calling for Islam. He was calling for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling the people to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were busy with other things, busy with life, busy with trade, busy with competing with poetry, busy with anything, busy with, you know, building, you know, being strong men who can fight, busy with being generous. These things, there are some of them that are good and some that's not good. But they are busy with it, so they're not thinking of the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're not thinking of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from them at that time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to them in the Quran that they have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they have to worship Him only and take Him as Rabb. They were busy with something else. They're not paying attention to it. Something else is distracting them from that message. Something else, whatever it is in that society. And we know, when we go and read in the history and the seerah, you will find what it is. It's a trade, it's business, it's people getting money, having many kids to build the tribe, because that's a tribalism. You have to build a tribe, they have to be strong, you have to go be trained on the horses, how to use the sword. All that stuff is getting you busy. You have to compete in other things in life. But you are missing the most important thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to concentrate on. That's the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from Quraysh to understand it from this ayah. That you are missing the main point of your life and the most important thing in your life and concentrating on things. And you will not find that until حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابَرِ. When the moment you go and visit al-maqabar, the graveyard, when you visit the graveyard, you will find out. When you visit the graveyard, you will find out. Now the ulama, the mufassirin, talking about the visit. Is it a visit, a transient visit? Like you will go and to the grave and during the transit period when you are dead, and then you will find out and you will end up to know at the Day of Judgment. Some start discussing about the grave punishment, if there is that transient period, if there is the grave punishment in that. But the main thing is, حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابَرِ means you were busy in everything in this life. Distracted about from the main objective and the main goal and the main message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to get from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time, and you were just until you visited the graves. Until you died. You were busy until you're dead. كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here comes and says, كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. And indeed you will know. know, you will know. Imagine this, where a society that's so busy with the dunya, so busy with things that so adored to them. They love it too much. They love with the wealth. They love the money. They love cars. They love weapons, to pile weapons. They love to create anything that's good for them in this life. They love it. And they're not concentrating on the main objective of their life, which is what their creator wants. And all of a sudden, someone comes and wants to remind them of the reality. Hey, wake up. You're like a drunk. You're like someone who's sleeping. Wake up. This is what the message. Someone comes out crying loud, saying, Al-haakum al-takathur. You've been doing all of this. All of this is distracting you from the main objective. All of this is distracting you from the main goal in your life, from very important thing. It's all distracting you. He's reminding them, out crying loud, hey, wake up. Wake up from this. Imagine that, and all you remember the story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he went to the mountain in Mecca, and he started calling Quraysh. He started calling them. That's not related to this ayah, but that's, imagine that it's the same situation. Someone trying to wake up the people. Hey, people, wake up. You're busy. You're busy with something that's not important now. You're busy with calling for a civil state. You're spending all your time calling for a civil state. All your time, all your wealth, everything that you have trying to call for a civil state. And you don't think of something else. You don't think what a civil state is. You don't get into the details to understand exactly what a civil state is and what it means. It means rejection of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're busy calling for freedoms, all type of freedoms without limits. You're busy calling for democracy. You're busy calling for what's so-called women rights. You're busy calling for the West to intervene in Syria. You're busy with all of that. Yes, go. It's busy. But wake up. Al-haakum al-takathur. You're looking for all of these things. Remember, al-takathur, as we mentioned, it's anything. Anything. Because it's left generic. It was not specified in this ayah. So anything that might distract you from the haqq, from the truth, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you, is al-haakum al-takathur. You're calling for a civil state, and you're not calling for the establishment of Islam, of the deen of Islam, that's al-haakum al-takathur. You're calling for what so-called human rights, which in complete contradiction with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants women accordingly, that's al-haakum al-takathur. You're looking for piling money, to pile money and be rich and accumulate wealth, millions and millions and millions, without giving it the rights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed on you, that's al-haakum al-takathur. You're busy with having many kids and you're not taking care of them as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, and you're not taking care of them and teaching them Islam and creating them as Muslims, teaching them to be strong and to be carrying the da'wah of Islam and not the shame of being Muslims, that's al-haakum al-takathur again. That's al-haakum al-takathur. In everything that you think about in our life, that's al-haakum al-takathur. That was at the time of Quraysh. That's at least at our time here. We the Muslims here in this land, we have many forms of al-haakum al-takathur. Looking for money, looking for work. Money. I want the best job, even if I work 24 hours. That's al-haakum al-takathur. I want the best car. I work for it. I'll go and borrow money for it. I'll go for a bank. I'll take money. That's al-haakum al-takathur. Because you're not concentrating on the goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I indeed just created jinn and man just to worship me. That's a worship. And piling money is not worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't mean that you should not be looking for money and seeking money. But there is minimum. There is time that needs to be put for the important things. And that's where the ayah is. There is a time that needs to be put for important things, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time, here Quraysh, Listen to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Otherwise, you will not find that it's good unless it's too late. Unless and until it's too late. It will be in the grave, which is too late. ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again repeats that. Indeed, again, you will find out. So it's a warning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think about it, it's a warning for the people. Whether it's people at the time, Quraysh, or for us now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will know, indeed you will know. You are busy right now with things that are unimportant. Indeed you will know. I warn you, you will know. And again, I will warn you again that you will know. So you will know at one point you will find that all of this was distracting you. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ Indeed. At one point, you will know for sure. So the first one is warning. I'm warning you. I'm telling you that you will know. You will know. Then comes the third one. Says, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَلْمَ الْيَقِينَ Indeed, you will know for certain and for sure you will know. But what? The ayah stops here. But what? What do I know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is assuring Quraysh and the Muslims who are listening to this ayah and us who are listening to this ayah that you will know and for certainty you will know. For certainty you will know. But what you will know? What you will know at that time? One is in the grave, he's dead. What he will know at that time? He will be thinking of his deed that he's done. He will be thinking of what I was busy with, what I was doing takakhur with, and competing with other people with what? With something that's not going to help me here in the grave. Is something that's not going to help me in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the Day of Judgment. Something worthless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he will start thinking, if I go back, if I have the chance to go back, if I have the opportunity to go back, I will change. But in the grave, it's too late. In the grave, it's too late. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, that you visit the graves because visiting the graves, the hadith said, تَذَكَّرُوا هَذِنَ اللَّذَّاتِ Remember the one or the thing that kills your desire, that destroys your desires. And what's that? That's the death. The death when you are at the grave. All the desires that I have, I want to have the, I want to be the best. I want to have a lot of money. I want to have many cars. I want to have the best house. I want to have the best Mercedes ever or BMW ever that was made. That's desires in us. Every human has these desires. I want to have something good. But then comes a regulator, which is Islam, comes and regulates all of that. Says, yes, you have the right to go and have these desires and you have to fulfill them. But you don't have to fulfill them, you know, all spending all your time just fulfilling these desires. There is something else you have to worry about. Yes, fulfill these desires. And if you are rich and you can afford a Mercedes, go for it. But don't have 100,000 Mercedes or 100 Mercedes. That's takathur. If you are rich and you have money, go and do it. One. But don't have that, the most important thing in your life. There is priorities in Islam. At the end of this surah, we'll be talking about the priorities in Islam. The priorities for us as humans. That's where we have to set our priorities right. So, حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمُكَلَّى لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ Then when you are there, you will be certain. And you will have a certain knowledge and a certain ilm. And that ilm is, it's too late. you spend your life busy with doing something that's worthless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You spend your life calling for civil state, for democracy, which is worthless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worth nothing. It's wrong. It's false. That's what it is. In the grave, if you spend your life and you die when you're doing that, in the grave you will, and at the day of judgment, you will see that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not like that. And you will be reminded by that. So go and remember. كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ. Then you will see in your eyes, your own eyes, you will see al-jaheem, the hellfire. With that you will see in your own eyes hellfire. So it becomes a reality. You have been busy all your life competing with things that are worthless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasting all your time in dunya, things that distracted you from reading the Quran and understanding it and understanding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you and wanted from this message. You spent all that time doing something else, something worthless. Indeed, you go at the day of judgment, you will see the hellfire. ثُمَّ لَتَرُونَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is again emphasizing that, saying that you will see it. You will see this hellfire in your own eyes again. Emphasizing that it's a reality, it's going to become a reality. At the day of judgment, it's going to be the reality. If you are doing al-haqum al-takathur, at the day of judgment, Jahannam. Seeing Jahannam is a reality. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And then, on that day, you will be asked about all kinds of bounties, all kinds of joys and comforts. You will be asked about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you about that. Everything. You will be asked about it. In a hadith, Al-Qurtubi mentions in a hadith about this, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذًا عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. He says, خَرَجَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ذَاتَ يَوْمٍ أَوْ لَيْلًا فَإِذَا هُوَ بِأَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرٍ فَقَالَ مَا أَخْرَجَكُمَا مِنْ بِيُوتَكُمَا هَذِهِ السَّاعَةِ قَالَا الْجُوعُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he went out one night. Then he found Abu Bakr and Abu Umar, and Umar رضي الله عنه, they're sitting. He asked them, why you are out of your home at this time? It's late. Why you are out? It's not ما أخرجكم من بيوتكم هذه الساعة. What brought you out of your home right now? At the time, it could be maybe in the middle of the day where it's in Medina, it's hot. So what brought you out of this time, which is nobody will be out there? قال الجوع يا رسول الله. We're hungry يا رسول الله. قال وأنا والذي نفسي بيده لا أخرجني الذي أخرجكما. He said then, I am also out because of the same reason. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hungry too. قُمَا, stand up, come with me. فَقَامَا مَعُهُ فَأَتَى رَجُلًا مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ فَإِذَا هُوَ لَيْسَ فِي بَيْتِهِ فَلَمَّا رَأَتْهُ الْمَرْأَةُ قَالَتْ مَرْحَبًا وَاهْلًا. Then he went to the house of one of the Ansar. And the man wasn't in the house. And when the wife of the man saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Umar, she said, أَهْلًا وَسَلَمْ, welcome. فقال لها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أين فلان قالت يستعذب لنا من الماء. Then when he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, asked her about her husband, she said he's bringing water for us. إذ جاء الأنصاري. During this discussion, the man came. فنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصاحبيه وثم قال الحمد لله ما أحد اليوم أكرم أضيافا مني. Then he looked to the man came. And then he looked to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr and Umar, and he said, no one who has this guests than me today. So he's going to serve the best guests in the world. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr and Umar, they are his best guests. ثم قال الحمد لله قال فانطلق فجاءهم بعلق فيه بسر وتمر ورطب. فقال كل من هذه. Then he went and he brought them dates, different kinds of dates, and he gave it to them, and he said, please go and eat. وأخذ المدية فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إياك والحلوب فذبح لهم فأكلوا من الشاة. Then he took the knife and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, don't slaughter the halub. The halub is the cow or the sheep that's producing milk. So that's something you benefit from. So go and slaughter something that's not, that you are not benefiting out of it. So if you have something that doesn't produce milk, that doesn't produce milk now, you can go and slaughter it. There are many ahkam shar'iyya just out of this. Iyaka wal halub. You know, the fuqaha, when looked at this, they came up with many ahkam shar'iyya. It's not the time to go into the details. فَذَبَحَ لَهُمْ. Then he slaughtered for them and they ate from the sheep. They ate and they drank. فَلَمَّا شَبِعُوا وَرَبُوا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِأَبِي بَكْرَ وَعُمَرَ. And then once they are full, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told Abu Bakr wa Umar, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنْ نَعِيمِ هَذَا الْيَوْمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. With the one who's my life in his hands, you will be asked about the na'im, the goods of this day. Whatever you have eaten, at the day of judgment, you will be asked about it. أخرجكم من بيوتكم الجوع. You went out of your homes because of hunger. ثم لم ترجعوا حتى أصابكم هذا النعيم. And you did not return to your homes until you have these blessings. So you will be asked about these blessings. That's what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the blessings of date and eating meat from a sheep. So whatever they ate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask them about it. That ثم لتسألن عن النعيم. It's general. General. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it open. Any bounty, anything that you have and you get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be asked about. In another hadith, in the same lines, but there is an exception here with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with Umar, and then they ate the dates. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the same thing, that you will be asked about what you have eaten now at the day of judgment. Then Umar asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are we going to be asked about this? And he just hit it hard on the floor. Are we going to be asked about this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, na'am, yes, illa min thalath. You will be asked about all of these bounties except from three. كَسْرَةٍ يَسُدُّ بِهَا جَوْعَتِهِ, which is bread that will just satisfy your hunger. If you are hungry, a bread that will satisfy your hunger. أَوْ ثَوْبٌ يَسْتُرُ بِهِ عَوْرَتُهِ, or a dress that cover your عَوْرَةِ. أَوْ حَجَرٌ يَأْوِي فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَرِّ وَالْقَرِ, أَوْ حِجْرٌ يَأْوِي فِيهِ مِنَ الْحَرِّ وَالْقَرِ, or a house that he will, you know, have a shelter in during the winter when it's cold, or during the summer when it's hot. So these are the three things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an exception about it. These are three things, the basic needs. Remember, these are basic needs in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an exception that you will not be asked about these, but you will be asked about how did you come up with them. That's a different question. That's a different thing. If I go and get my house through riba, I will be asked about it. I will not be asked about that, okay, this is my base, this is my house that I live in. I will be asked that I used riba to get to it. That I took a loan, haram loan, and that was with riba to get that house. I will be asked about that. How do I get it? Hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again discussing ثم لتسألن عن النعيم, things that will be asked about. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تزول قدما عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما وعن علمه فيما فعل وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه وعن جسمه فيما ابتلى. That the Abd at the day of judgment, he will not be going to the Jannah or the Hellfire, لا تزول means will not, his leg, his foot will not be moved. حتى يسأل, until he is asked about his عمر, about his life. فيما أفناه, عمري, how he spent it. His life, how did he spend it? وعن علمه فيما فعل. And about his knowledge, the knowledge that he gained. What did he do with that? Did he keep it to himself? Did he spend all the time reading the Quran, reading the books of tafsir, reading the books of ahadith, and kept it to himself? Or did he convey that message? Did he convey whatever he has learned correctly? Did he convey that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask him about that. وَعَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ And it is his money from where he earned it. وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ And where he spent it. Did he earn it halal? Or he earned it through riba? Or he stole it? How did he get all of that money? Where did he spend it? Did he spend it in a good cause? Or did he spend it in haram? He will be asked about it at the Day of Judgment. وَعَنْ جِسْمِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهُ And about his body. How did he use his body? Was he a tyrant? Was he an oppressor? Or he was giving mercy and merciful with the people? All of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask. So, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ Anything that you can think of, you will be asked about. Anything given to you in this life, on the Day of Judgment, you will be asked about. So this ayah, this surah, and those ayat, they're not just specific to Quraysh. They're not coming specifically to Quraysh at that point. They're coming to Quraysh and to the Muslims themselves. That, hey, you will be asked about all of this na'im. And then here there is a concept. In this ayah, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذًا عَنِ النَّعِيمِ A basic concept on the aqidah, because that's why I said this surah is the Makki, because the Makki surahs, they have to do with the aqidah, with the Rabb, the life. The concept, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ You will be asked. You will be held accountable. The concept of being held accountable at the Day of Judgment. Accountability at the Day of Judgment. That's part of the aqidah. That's part of our deen, that I'm held accountable for everything that I do. I'm free to choose, I'm free to do any action. So I will be held accountable for that, on that day, for everything that I have done. So it's the accountability. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذًا عَنِ النَّعِيمِ That's an accountability for every Muslim or non-Muslim. So this is surah. This is a surah to the environment that this was revealed in. The Prophet ﷺ is calling the people for Islam, calling people to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Rabb, as the legislator. But they're busy with many other things. Busy with many other things and paying attention, not paying attention to the Prophet ﷺ, doing busy with the trades, busy with gaining with likely things that are worthless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes this ayah, which provides tranquility to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the Sahaba. Don't look at them. They are busy with this dunya. They're gaining a lot of money. And you are poor. Don't worry about that. They will be asked about it. Alhaahum takathur. They're busy looking about that. Don't worry. Continue with the message. Continue calling for this message. Continue calling for this deen. Don't worry about them. They are looking for building, buying horses to build their army. They are training themselves to be so strong so they can fight. Don't worry about that right now. Don't worry about that right now. Go and concentrate on the message. I want you to concentrate on the message which is calling for this deen. I want you to convince the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. I don't want you to go and build now to be strong. That's the early days of the da'wah. The early days of the da'wah. You can't go and hit someone. You can't go and fight. That's not allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from using anything that's material. At that time, that was not allowed. Yes, they're buying horses and they're buying swords and everything. Don't worry about that. Alhaahum al-takathur. This is not going to be good for them. Concentrate on this message. I want you to concentrate on this da'wah. So, Muslims with the Prophet ﷺ feel good about that. This is something that gives them tranquility, gives them energy, that you are in the right path, don't worry about all of that. Once they go to the grave, they will see that this worthless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have missed the train. They missed it. They did not follow you. Even you were weak, but they did not follow you. You have the right, you have the truth. Concentrate on that. Don't worry about all of this dunya, on what's in it. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides in this dunya. And your rizq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, you will get it. Regardless whether it's billions or millions, you will get it. Don't worry about that. It's not the time for it right. Yes, work, but also concentrate about priorities. Because those beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about people who were busy with the dunya and forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Busy with the dunya, forgetting Allah. We here, the Muslims, who are concentrating on, you know, the best jobs. We want to be the best example to our kids in terms of, you know, being nice to them, being good to them. But yes, but there is something else. There is Islamic personality. These have to be taught Islam. If I'm so nice, being nice, yes, okay, that's good, alhamdulillah. But there is Islam that my kids have to learn. This is Islam that they have to convey. They are the messengers. They are the messengers who will be carrying this Quran to the whole world. They need to understand this Islam. And it's my job to go and teach them that. So they are proud of it. And they are talking about it. And they are spreading and showing, yes, this is the truth. Civil state or anything that's non-Islamic is nothing. It's just, this is the message. Concentrate on it. This is what it is. This is what the surah talks about. It talks about people who were very busy with the dunya. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of my grandparents, at the time of my parents, and now, and in the future, until the day of judgment. There will be people who are like that. But do we want to be the ones who will be at the day of judgment seeing al-Jahim? Or we want to be the ones who are safe and they don't see al-Jahim, they see al-Jannah inshaAllah? We want to be in the people who are seeing al-Jannah. The people who are, don't care about about competing in this life. We don't want to be that. We want to be competing for this Quran. Competing for carrying this message. Because that's what the Sahaba did. And that's what the Prophet encouraged the Sahaba to do. So this is the Surah Al-Takathur. And this is the sort of the environment that it was revealed in. And how it applies to our life now. With that, I will stop here inshaAllah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيغفر المستغفرون استغفر الله.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.